God is so good. So good. Begins. Rabba and Abaye. Rabba says, Rabba Rishon Sofer, Nisli Yubimar, Notlik Denatri Inch. Doesn't say what inch you are. We'll see, it's not so simple what inch you are. Could be the way Shomot Min does it, the way Shomot Sofer does it. The minigova, if I don't specify to go with the minigova, you take a look at the Mishnah, beginning in the seventh parak, an example. Hasoch has a polar. So, you meant you hire workers. Va'amalem lahashkim laharet. They have to be there at the crack of dawn. They have to be there until Shkir. And our Sherlock Holmes. Can't make such a crime. Mokum Shenoagu. Why? Mokum Shenoagu Shalola Hashem Lach. That's not the meaning. Mokum Shenoagu Lotzun Yosun. If the meaning is to give meals, you got to give meals. A sabik masike, if your minig is to give candy in the middle of the day, give coffee, to have a coffee break, call kaminig a medina. Pshita. What is that? So, obvious. Well, truth, I would like, right, out of the tamer. Where it goes, Hakoka Minagamadim. If I hire someone stump, to do a job for me, do I have to give him lunch? I don't have to give him lunch. It depends. Minagamadim is to give people lunch, give them lunch. Minagamadim is not why. You hire someone stump. What's the implicit assumption? Minhag Medina. If the Minhag Medina is to give lunch, so you give lunch. Even if someone says, I'm not going to give you lunch, but then you have to spell it out. I'm not going to give you a 15-minute coffee break, you have to spell it out. You can make any deal you want. But the stam, when you hire someone, is Minhag Medina. That's the stam. And if you learn Hasoch HaSapor, we'll find out how to call Kaminig HaMedina. So that's the implicit assumption in everything you do. Here, so what does... So here he says, not to get an attention. I didn't spell anything out. So what is it? The implicit assumption is. You do it as normal people do. So if I was learning the Sugya Stam, and so we'll see if Rishonim have headaches learning the Stam, but I'd say, okay, there's no difference here between Rabbi says and the Mishnah, beginning of Solomon Zapola. Every contract you make is committing a Medina. What is, for instance, they have all sorts of crazy labor laws in this country. All sorts of crazy labor laws. You have to get this, you have to do that. Most what they did, will pass. And if you hire someone to stop, you've accepted all the crazy labor laws in this country. I'll call Kaminig HaMedina. So. He said, my Abba member, I'm not the Kanatri Inch. I'm going to buy it, doesn't like it. Ella Mayako. He went to town to get lunch. He took a lunch break of a half an hour. He took an afternoon nap for 20 minutes. If that's the minute, that's the minute. Okay? So he says, however, Chasna said, Rabbi, Chasna the Mas is different. If there's a specific type of work where people rely on you to do extra, and in, even though Mini Medina for certain shomer is one thing, Chasna the Mas is the normal requirement of Chasna the Mas is to do much more. And that's how called the Minig of Medina. Also, that's the Minig of Medina, Chazan Amos.
Right.
Yes.
It has to do with regular contracts. So it's nothing to do with Petura Ines.
Wait one second. Right. I'm giving a suggested track. Let me see if it can, that it fits or doesn't fit. It might fit. We'll see what Rishon will say, and then we'll see. I'm giving a very suggested track. It's such a suggested track off the top of my head. I just want to show you whether it works in the sugya. It doesn't work in the sugya. That's all.
And how would we read that into? We just read the Gemara about my havale, or since my havale the mevat, but not you can not reinchi.
I did what I'm supposed to do. What should I have done? That's what you hired me to do. That's what I hired me to do. I'm not supposed to do that anymore. You hired me to do it. What you hire me to do? Whatever. Why? Whatever. You hired me to take care of your sheep. What were the conditions? You didn't spell out conditions. So what did I assume? Come in.
So how about the amount of based off the contract?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do? I did what I'm supposed to do. I'm not supposed to do anything more than I'm supposed to do. Part of that is to take a half an hour lunch break. Okay, took a half an hour lunch break. And it is to take an afternoon nap. I took an afternoon nap. So that's what I did, what I'm supposed to do. What do you want from me? Can the same thing apply to Chas and the Moshe? No. Because since people rely on it, the implicit assumption in the contract is what? A higher level. That's all. That's a simple way of learning it. We'll see. Some Rishonim learn it this way, some Rishonim don't learn it this way, and what the issues are. But obviously, it is, we're talking about a Shama Sacha. You hire someone to do something. Okay. Comes along, and he answers Chasin of us. I was Yagamin of Chasin of us. I'm a lover. So what did he tell Lavan? Technical contract. I didn't deal with you as a technical contract. I went me'al me'eva, just as the people who have to do it to extreme. Okay. Yeah. Let's skip the Chilos of Shiva so far. And that's a side headache we have with Tosos, the Ramban. We'll get back. So the Gemara says, why did I give you money for you to do much more? I don't understand. What is Natyinshi? Natyinshi and Norma Shusoma Sokhan does, and it's Kamal Menig Medina. So what are they saying? I gave you money, yeah, I gave you money, to act like everybody else who takes money. They seem to say different. I gave you money to do what? To go to an extreme. So, we're applying Medina. What's the Medina Medina? If you would say that's Medina Medina, so then somehow this doesn't quite fit. I paid you, why? Everybody else is hiring shepherds. And when they hire shepherds, what do they demand of the shepherds? So, it doesn't fit. Barada Sibuloi, have a command, he is a gamble than Irish. Dopo Horo Kabin, you should be Sibu Maya. You come to a papa. Give it. I'm going to have a little baby. This is what everybody does. You go one by one. Okay. Rashi isn't clear how he. Domalel Mechinotik and Anati Yinshavi had a Idach Anu support. Rashi says, what is it? We're talking Ptur Onas here. What is Ptur Onas? I did my Chiyav Shmira, and anything above my Chiyav Shmira is an onus. It's not an onus Gomer. You could have done more, except I wasn't going to do more. Once not according to Rashi, if I do what I'm supposed to do, anything more happens is an onus. Anything less is a pshia. We'll see Rashi in 3-4 places says that. The whole world, according to Rashi, goes, what is my chiyav shmira? I'm posheyin my chiyav shmira. I'm chayav. It's more than my chiyav shmira. It's an onus. I'm both. Rashi says. It is not a pshia. He says, I gave you money. So he's explaining what Rabbi says. Now, what does Abaye and Rav Papa and Rav Chisda and all these other Amoraim say? Need a lap shir, he onus nami lo have it, not an onus. Have a lay cabedo. Not the pshir of a shomachinum, but it's not an onus. It's an in between area. He calls it avedo. I got with an Irish. Okay. Now, before we go to the Rambam, there's a Gemara at Sanidal on the base. The Gemara begins Hashoah, which shows Chayiv and Onus. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbon. Tana Rabbon in the top, slightly below from across, it says, Ela Oviv, the Tosas, go there and go down 2 lines. Tana Rabbon. For Parsha Rishon, the Torah is a Shomachinah. Shnei, the second is Shom Socha. Shlishis is a Shoel. Vishlam, the Gemara says Shlishis be Shoel. Shlishis is talking about a Shoel. Before, it says Black Horn, Hilash and Shmein Ve'ev, when you go back, it's Bola Ve'inu, Shalom Yishal. Yishonu be Shom Achino, Shnei be Shom Socha. How do I know that the first parasha of the Torah is talking about a Shom Achino? Second parasha is Shom Socha. April Chanot, I'll turn it around. Starber Shnei B'Shom HaSochom. Maybe this. He said, no. Shekein Chayev B'Mev HaVeda. Adra B'Shom HaSochom. So the Gemara says, listen, it's obvious that Shom HaSochom is going to be more Chayev than a Shom HaChim. So the first parasha says that Yechayef, the Yepot from neighbor. The second part says Yechayef from neighbor. So which one is it? So apparently the first one is Shomachin, Shomasoch. The Gemara says no. If the first parsha says Yepot from Tovin Tainas Ganav, and what is Tovin Tainas Ganav? Goes like this. And to understand Tovin Tainas Ganav is a major thing in the upcoming sugya. I come to Bezin and I said, where's the chayfetz? I said, it was stolen. So you have a right to be mashbih on me. Stolen. So then, turns out that it wasn't stolen. I have it in my house. So the Torah says, you wanted a party several times, neighbor. And what happened? It wasn't stolen, and you swore, and it wasn't stolen. So it turns out that through this shua, you became a god of yourself. Take careful. So that means there's a chumrah in the verse. If you say you're potter from Geneva, there's going to be a chumrah there that you pay careful in the case that you were told time is gone to a shua. Mara says, maybe. Adra, Rishon and Rishon and Sof, Shkemish Alta, that's more common. Mar says, no, if you're holding Karna below Shvua Adif, in fact, you pay Karen without a Shvua is more common. Teda, how do I know that? So Shoel, Kol Hanor Shalom, but I showed you the Rashi's of Kol Hanor Shalom, and it says, Vena Mashal Mubi Karen. So if I get the most, but I pick up, I show Kol Hanor Shalom. Shalom is not Kol Hanor Shalom. Homeboy Mazone, if I'm a Shoel, your animal, so I have to feed your animal. I have to pay something. Time to back. No, it's the animal you take out to pasture. Boy, in a tiva. Yeah, and Gemara is saying, okay, Rabbi Brussel and Rabbi Green, see what the Gemara is saying here. A shovel, it's not that he can say, listen, if something happens, happens. I have to watch it. I have to watch it. So if I rent your cow, if I don't rent your cow, I borrow your cow for whatever reason I need a cow. I borrow your chamor, your shore for whatever reason. I can't say, listen, something happens to it, happens and I'll pay. No, I'm a chayiv in shmira. It's a chayiv shmira. Boy, in a tira. Menotam Watson. No, we're talking, what about what happens in a case when there's a very strict police situation in the city? And the mice, you don't have to do anything because the police will make sure that nothing happens, and no gun of them, etc. So whatever can be protected is protected. Anyway, I don't have to add protection. We have a very tough police system in this, not the most. Simple Caleb, you borrow. You don't have to feed it, you don't have to watch it, no one's going to steal it. Okay. No, say so for so can Ishmael Ashur and Mason Shamas Abedo Sagay. Krishna can name it. How do you know that a show will pay for the name of Abedo? Smart. The name it says, Possum, gonna be not me or your Shamu Bo. Abedo Minola. Okay. Possum says he pays for the name. How do I know pay for Abedo? Tanya, I'm gonna be gone. And like the neighbor, Abedo Minayan. Lord, I'm gone. And he exerts a call. He called. Ain't he called Mandoma? Well, I mean, a different Torah, Kloshim and Eodom. Mandoma, a different Torah, Kloshim and Eodom, Michael and Maymar. I'm with my rubber, Kalvachome. Ugmag, neighbor, Shakova, Lonis, Michalin. Abedo Shakova, the Pshir, Lopolshke. The mills of this become a home to a possible. Okay, so now what did the Gemara tell us here? Gemara tells us a number of things. First of all, a Shomer Socher does not patter himself with Tainus Kneva. There's no toying Tainus Ganim in a Shomer Socher, number one. Gemara Tainus, number two. In a shoel, he's chayv b'shmira. He's chayv b'gneva, the Torah says. And more than that, how do I know that it's chayv in aveda? It's kav v'chomer. Because the chayv shmira of from gneva is a bigger chayv shmira. It's karav l'onus. Chayv shmira from aveda is a much lesser. And if he's chayv because he's losheya in the chayv shmira of Neighbor, certainly he's going to chayev, But Yitzchai wants even even something. There's no chiyuv. So there are two levels of the chiyuv of a shoel. One is Stam Chai wants. Number two, Yitzchai for being poshen is chiyuv shmir. Doesn't tell us what is chiyuv shmir. It's at least the chiyuv shmir of a shamasoch. At least that chiyuv. Because he's chayav for gneiva, and then he's chayav for aveda, because it's a lesser chiyuv shmir, because that chiyuv shmir is included. That's what the Gemara says. Now, so a shomer socher is chayav certainly for gneiva, and the shomer socher, and how do I know aveda? Because yesh b'chal musayim mara. Because it's a higher chiyuv shmir, and if that's what the Gemara says. Because the pasuk, even in Shomer Socher, doesn't talk about Aveda. So how do I know it's Chai for Aveda? Yesh b'chal musayim mara. So apparently the Gemara says, apparently, the Chiyuv for Shomer Socher, at least part of the Chiyuv for Shomer Socher, is he is posheya in his shmira from Geneva down. And Aveda is included in that. Oh. Now, that's the one. Now, what does a buyer say? What does a buyer say? You have a buyer, you have Rabba, now a buyer disagrees with him. And the Gemara says, Rav Chizdi Rabba Bar. And Rabbah, my Amir, let me not in Amir. Rav Chizdi Rabba Bar Huna, they disagree with Rabba, and then Rabbah disagrees. Why? You have to make an extra effort. Why? That's why you got money. Okay. So it's not a kedanatrich. Now, let's take a look what the Ramban does with this whole thing. Tosfos, we'll see, talks, but not as much in length as the Ramban. And Ramban talks. He explains his mahalach very well. Let me just outline to you the number of different mahalchim we'll have in Rishon. Ramban says, there's Ramban, there's Tosis, there's the Rashba, there's the Ri. In different angles. Says Ramban, the Chiyuv Shmir of Shomer Socher is to be continually watching it. That's the watching. That means I'm a Shomer Socher and I put it in safe deposit box in the bank with armed guards around it. I'm not watching it. I dig a tunnel 2,000 yards under the ground, surrounded with reinforced concrete, and I go to do what I have to do. Too bad. I'm not watching. Yoshi from Ashana. Just outline the sheets, as we'll see it inside, we'll force them. Yoshi from Ashana. The moment I'm not a Yoshi from Ashana, I'm Poshan my Chiyuv Shmir Achai. No. So what happens is all of a sudden I get sick. I get taken to the hospital with COVID and I'm ICU. So I'm not mechuyev at that point to watch. And then someone steals. Something happens to it at that point. Says Ramban, I'm not memvata my chiyuv shmir. Circumstances canceled out my chiyuv shmir. The Ramban agrees. He says Rashi disagrees. And Tosis will see in Bava Metzia that Membeis Amal disagrees. They say no. They're coming off the Gemara Tzadei Dalet Amar Aleph. Tzadei Dalet Amar Beis. There's a level of Kain Kineva, there's a level of Kain Aveva. More than that, they're different level of Chiyuvei Shmira. Long I did a Shmira that prevents it from a Gneva, I'm part of it. All of a sudden, something happens. I buried under the ground, 200 yards under the ground with reinforced concrete, and I walk off. That protects it against a normal Ganav. The Gemara says that Hashem is going to be put and list the Mizuyah. Someone comes then with a spear, with a sword, or with a rifle, with a dagan, and what? Ramban says, why? He says, I'm trying to guard it. There's nothing I can do. I got sick. I'm trying. I did the best I can. But I'm actively watching it. And then I'm up against the thing that there's nothing I can do about it. Says Tosis. No. There's no chiyuv to be Yoshe v'Mesham. Says Rashi, there's no chiyuv to be Yoshe v'Mesham. What's the chiyuv? To be protected against a normal ganav. A normal ganav is one thing. An armed ganav is something else. Very different approaches to this. Very different approach to what the chiyuv shmir is. Comes along the Rashba. Clouds will see it inside. And we'll see where it's coming from and all sorts of different ramifications. Comes along the Rashba. The Torah said, sitting watching, and all of a sudden, you get sick. You rush to the hospital, you're in ICU. And it gets to higher. So what's the difference between a shoal? Shoal? What do we know about a shoal? Shvuya. Shvuya means listen to see. And he says there's a certain type of onus that legabe the chayfetz, not legabe me. If would I, and he says shvuya means, listen to me. This is the fault. Says, but really, according to the Rashi, it's chayvet onsen. So what is the Rashi telling us? We're going to have to see more deeply in the Rashi. He says, a shoal is total chiyuv achrayus. Total chiyuv achrayus. The things that happen, nothing I can do about it. I become a shoal. I do a mashiach on your chamor, on your shore. And all of a sudden, it has a heart attack and dies. I wasn't aware it had a heart condition. Okay. The shoal is high even when it had nothing to do with it. Because we're always going to gauge in shomer. Is he chayiv? Is it poshen? Is chayiv shmir? Is chayiv? Is a chayiv achrayus? The shoal certainly chayiv achrayus. Comes along, and the Tosis and the Rashba and the Ramban are going to say, no, that's the difference. That's the difference. The shoal mechinim and shoal socher has a chayiv shmir. And if he's poshen is chiyuv shmir, he's going to be chayiv. Except they happen to differ in what the chiyuv shmir is. And then there's a submachlokes between Rashi Tosfos on the one hand and the Ramban on the other hand. What is the chiyuv shmir of Rashi Tosfos? According to the Ramban, at the Yoshim Mershan, never leave the object out of. If while I'm, if that's my chiyuv. If I fulfill my chiyuv shmira, and if I'm an honest in my chiyuv shmira, either because someone shows up with a machine gun, or I get sick and they take me off to the ICU union, then I'm not a poshe in my chiyuv shmira. I'm an honest in my chiyuv shmira. But everything has to do with the fulfillment of my chiyuv shmira, the key of my chiyuv shmira, the pshi in my chiyuv shmira. Tosa Marashi said, no. I have to, there's no din of Yoshim Rishama. I have to watch it against the normal ganav. That anything more than that, this the Mizuim and Arab ganav, that's more. If I dig a hole 200 yards down under the ground, surrounded, that's certainly protected against a normal ganav. And comes the Rashi and says, no. Says the Rashi, a whole different thing. Shomer, there's a Chiyuv Shmira. We'll have to see how much the Rashi, how much the Chiyuv Shmira of Shomer Sochos. But Shomer Soch has a Chiyuv Achray is beyond the Chiyuv Shmira. Except that Chiyuv Achray is limited by the Torah to certain types of things that happen to objects. And he's moving in a total different direction. For those of you who've learned Baba Kama, maybe some have, some haven't. Major muscle. So, now, let's just see. We'll see this soon. All of these things are going to tie into 20 other different things. But that's an outline. Comes along. The Rosh, we'll see. The Rosh may be saying something else. Shom Sochot as a Chiyuv Shmira. The Chiyuv Achray is for Gnei because it's specifically in the Torah. That we'll see when we get there. But you're always working is to define what the Chiyuv Shmira is, what is considered Pshi and the Chiyuv Shmira. And whether there's a, beyond the Pshi and the Chiyuv Shmira, there's an extra. There is an extra Chiyuv Achrayus. Now, Rabbi Brissell and Rabbi Green, they asked me a wonderful kasha. But this is the outline of what we're going to see inside. They asked me the following kasha, take a look in the Rambam. Rambam said, what did I say? If a Shomer Soch, I wanted to prove a point. The reason I'm making such a big thing about it is I picked up a sefer of a contemporary famous Maggid Shir, wrote up a shir, Mechut Nemai, and quoted there from Rabbi Chanan. I didn't check. That there's no difference in the Chiyuv Shmir between the Shomer Soch and the Shomer Chiyuv. There's no difference in the Chiyuv Achrayus. I happen to have seen it in loads of contemporary Sfarim. In the Rambam, you can't say it. Why can't you say it in the Rambam? And you'll, as we'll go through, see, there are a lot of people who talk in those terms. Rambam says, "Shelo yumayid b'shmirasa." That as Shomer Socher giving it to Shomer is mayid b'shmira. Okay, we're going to spend a long time on that. Rambam also aspects of that. So it could be he lowers the chiyuv achrayus. It could be in Milad Alma. If I know I'm chayiv a bigger chiyuv achrayus and I practice, I'll watch it more than if I have a less chiyuv achrayus. That's what he means. Ram says, "Afilu bebalim." Even if the first one has no chiyuv achrayus, it's miyad shmirah. So what's mimayit? But the mimayit, not the chiyuv achrayus, mayit the chiyuv shmirah. So apparently, there's a chiyuv. The Shomer Soch has a chiyuv shmirah beyond Shomer Chenim. Comes along, Rabbi Shmuel. And Rav Rasson says, wait a second, the Rambam says, a shovel by the gives it to a shomasachor, gives to a socher, is also a miyat shmira. And they made an assumption, the only thing that a shomasachor, shoel has above a shomasachor is what? Is chiyabachraya. So why is it miyat shmira if the first one is bolavimo, excellent kasher? So obviously, it will be quite, as we'll go along, we'll see the Rambam Lechora agrees with Rashi and Tosfos that a Shomer Socher is only against a normal Ganav. So, apparently, according to the Rambam Shoel, he said there is a Chiyav Shmira, but it's weak. That's what I said, well, Bo'i Netira. Shoel also has a Chiyav Shmira. Shmira Shoel apparently goes is not the maximum that the Ramban demands or that the Rajba demands. But it's a higher, could be it's Yoshev and Mesham, I don't know. But it's a higher Chiyav Shmira than a Shomer Socher. And now, let's see the Ramban, what the Ramban does with our sugya. The problem with the Ramban here in very, very in here in our sugya, tells you a lot of chadushim with one word here, one word there. You have to be exceedingly careful. On that pen base, it schmoozes a lot. So here, okay. Abishon says the Ramban, Shomasocher pays, Afilu nol bufaneha karoi. He put up a fence around it that it will stand even a roch reina mitzuyot. Afilu hitmin mea ametachas hakarka. He buried it 100 ames under the ground. Kolzman sheniach bikonu mena yoshev etzlo. What is his chiyuv shmira? To be yoshev etzlo. Actively watch. So if I put the 100 yards under the ground, and surrounded with reinforced concrete, and I'm not there, I will violate my chiyuv shmira. And this is what the Gemara is talking about. When Abaye, Rav Chisda, Rav Papa, say, you have to watch it completely there. Now, that means you have to, you have to be there. All the, it's not Kedinatri and Shem. All, if he went to town when everyone else goes to town, he wasn't Yoshev and Mesham. He fell asleep, he's not Yoshev and Mesham. Umi ula rabba potur emi nicho b'derech shebnei odom likonos liya. Kloma. Now he throws you a major, major hit. The Nazi inch goes, who? Roe behemoth v'chinom o'shelohem. Our person takes care of, when I was talking about Shomer Socher, says, what does a person do when he takes care of his own? Which is, he's making an assumption. Shomer Chinom has to take care of something as I take care of my own. And we'll see where he's getting this. As he's taking care of his own objects. What is the level of Shmir of Shomer Chinom? Take care of it as if it were your own. And according to Rava, that's all the Shomer Chinom has to do. Take care of it as if you're own. And there's no difference in the Chiyav Shmira between the Shomer Chinom and the Shomer Socher. Ava menicho she'en derech menei odom aneicho. Now, what about if it's different? So what's the difference going to Rav? It's different with Chiyav Achraya. Wait a second. He's taking, Ramban has taken a massive step here. So if I take it, so there's no difference. And if I take care of it like a Shomer Chinom would do, then I'm potter. That's not possible. It's not possible. So what's he talking about? Very strange. I have to understand it. You know, we're just reading it, sort of outlining what he says, identifying the problems. Wait a second. He says the whole difference between Rav and Rav Chil and Rav and Abaye is only one. That the Chiyuv Shmir is to watch it to the maximum, not leave it for a second. They both agree. What about? And that's in the Shom Sofer. Something else. Can you leave the object from time to time? When I'm watching it, how much do I have to watch? What's the first case of Rav? First case of Rav is there were these sheep that were grazing next to a river. And is the Shom Sofer. And one of the sheep slipped and fell into the river and drowned. It's an Aveda. Shom Sofer. It's Chayim and Aveda, not Chayim and Aveda. So what did Rava say? You were there. Your chiyuv is to be there, yes. When you were there, did you watch like normal people watch? Who's normal people? Shom Achinam? And an owner. So it's an Aveda. An Aveda happened while you were there. But, wait a second. Shom Sofer is Chayim Aveda. So what's Rabban talking about? It's not an Abayas is not. Even when you're there, you have to watch it extra. So the difference between Abaye and Rabbah is not only do you have to be there all the time or not. It's even when you're there what you have to do. So we have to understand that the Rambam. What is the difference between Abaye and Rabbah? It's not only leaving the object and not leaving the object. Because then he's standing there next to the river. And he's guarding it like he'd do his own, or like any normal Shom Achinam would. And it slips slips into the river and drowns. You want to know what it's about? Look at a mafia. So let's look at a mafia. What he has to say. If you take a look at a mafia. That's why, I don't know if we began, and we'll see whether we began in Hazoras HaPolim and go back to Mafka. We're going to learn both the time, but everything in the Shomrim, in certain perceptions, you learn everything simultaneously. Okay, Membez Amarav. Here we're talking about a Shom Achinam. And here's where the Ramban's coming from, in a very interesting way. Mafka Mo says, Shulchan. Sauron, he didn't hold it in his hand. He put it in his back pocket like his wallet. Yeah. Put it in his back pocket, his wallet, so the guy can come go. Take it from his back pocket and run off with it. Now, normal people, where do they keep their wallet? In their back pocket. Amar Shmuel, if you take 5 lines up from where it spreads out, Ksofim, Eilehem, Shmira, Ela, Bekarka. Shmuel says, the only Shmira on, even for Shom Achinam, is in Karka. Amar Rava, Umodu Shmuel, Be'er Shabbos, Ben HaShmosh, Shmuel, Shmuel, Rabbonim. He's not Mokhuyim in Shmir that way. The Yeshua Lemotz Shabbos. Shir Lemekbarin. Lo Kavru Machayim. Tzor Rabbanu. Okay. He's nowadays that they're more kind of open, more this, more that, more that. Talking about a Shomer Chiyum. Says Tosfos, Tzor Chiyum. Yom and Bezim and Aleph, and Shomer Bekarka, and Nignavu Mishom, and Shomer Socha Chayef. He did the Shmir. Our Gemara says, talking about a Shomer Chiyum. Shomer Chiyum, who put it into the ground. Shmuel says, what is the Shmir bearing? They didn't have safe deposit boxes. After bury, you can't just keep it in your house in a cupboard. So you did it. What if in Shomer Socha Chayef? But Perek HaKoneh is Mashmer D'Chayef. Why? Because in Perek HaKoneh it says there's no such thing as towing time as Ganef in the Shomer Socha. So apparently, except in Listen Muslim. So, apparently, he says, what about if I say the Gneva happened bonus? Not, I buried it 100 yards under the ground with reinforced concrete. And a Ganef came and with some sort of a bomb and blew it up. He says, what's Gemara's problem? And you'll see that in the Ramban, this is the key raya to his extreme sheet. He's working so hard, he fell asleep. The mice. I'm Bisham Achim, she came in Shalom Kefil. We list the Mazuim Ganav. So the Gemara has a machlokas whether the list of the Mazuim is a Ganav or a Gaz. Okay. Shamat Sochanami or Shalom Kefil, Mashim Rishum, Ganav will lift Shamat Sochan. Elobatine is name is list of the Mazuim. The parts of the Gemara there in our Kone success is that list of the Mazuim is the only potential Ganav according to. That you're going to be going tennis, that you're going to be potter. New Yeshlin, how new Yeshlin? She can be dochen there. He goes everywhere. How do we dochen? But, you go down, watch the lines. Last two words of the line. Achtimo on Godo. But it doesn't make sense. He has all sorts of standing on your head shopping that he to be dog the riot from Akonis. But why is he having such a why does he feel the necessity to be dog the riot from Akonis? Timon Godolu, Lomeloy He Onis. In Hemek Bekar, it's an onus. Shomer Socha is not the bonus. My soul, what should have done? Talk for a shame of holy God. If you're talking Shushu, Gnevel, it's just an onus God. Listen to Zuim, it's an onus God. Well, the rabbi, you say, so far, Paul, and rabbi, he all be in the Ali and Shepot, and Ken Yitz is Gnevel Bonus. What is rabbi going to do with the Gemara there in? The rabbi is, but no. Rabbi will have a different shot. Welcome. Ain't swara klal. It's not a swara. Shalonins is gnei tzona shipod of a shomosuch. We ain't the tarots. And don't give me the following tarots. The whole of Chiv Rachmona Shomer Socha B'gnei V'av Nishe Krovel Onis V'di Yama Abashol. The Gnei is Krovel Onis. Don't say since it's Krovel Onis, that extra differential between Krovel Onis and Onis is not significant enough. It's Chayef V'gnei V'is Chayef everyone. So Nitz V'gnei V'onis Shippot of Shomer Socha V'en L'tar. So all of Chiv Rachmona Shomer Socha V'gnei 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 V'gn Reb Yosef. Okay, my Mishan Bashoah was the Muslim Gaza. God, you can live forever. My Mishan was so much. Okay, Mishan Kabel, that is the name of Thomas. Mishan. Okay. He says it doesn't make sense. Where's Tosis coming from? Tosis is coming from a Gemara in Baba Kama. Another. So he said the Gemara in Iconics. The Gemara in Shorshan Medical Baal Vahay. In Iconics and Baal Vahay. That pushes us in a different direction. There are two types of Shmira. There's Shmiras. Shmiras HaPikadon and Shmiras Nezakim. Shmiras HaPikadon, I get something to watch. Shmiras Nezakim, I have an animal. I have to watch that it doesn't damage. So the Gemara, beginning of Akonis, on Ha'omid Bey, says, there are two types of Shmira. There's Shmira Pchusa and Shmira Mabula. A lesser Shmira and a bigger Shmira. Okay. Shmira is Nezakin, with the exception of Shamuud, is Shmira Pchusa. Shane, Greg, Lohor, not Shamuud, Shotamim. Shamuud, according to most Tanurim. And then they want to say, so what's the difference between Shmir Pusa and Shmir Mabula? The difference between Shmir Pusa and Shmir Mabula is a devish yocholama with neiruach mitzvah. If I have an animal and I don't want it to go out and do damage to other people's property, I have to make sure that I have a delish yocholama with neiruach. Door, not to stand to any normal thing. That's a Shmir Pusa. Shmir Ma'ula, if it's going to stand up to the Ruch She'enim, so says the Gemara on the Beis in Baba Kama. The Gemara of Memhei Omer Aleph in Baba Kama is talking about, I give my animal over to a Shomer. Okay. My animal, I give my shore over to a shomer. And I put up a door. And it's a shomuud. Shomuud is chayim of Shmir Pchus. And it goes out and kills someone. And then it becomes a shore on Isko. I was also about that. So it talks about Shomachinim and Shomasochas. So of course, because I didn't watch that animal, this person's animal is going to get killed and destroyed, turned into Osabana. It's worth nothing. So I owe money back. And in the discussion of the Gemara, you'll see it in Memhei Omer Aleph, if you haven't seen it already. The Shomachinim calls it a Shmir of Shmir of Chusa. A Shomachinim finishes his Chi of Shmir with a Shmir of Chusa. And a Shomasocha finishes his Shmir with a Shmir of Mabula. So, if you take that Gemara to Pshuto like Rashi does, Mamei Amidah, Rashi is very simple. How much does Shomachinim have to watch? Shmir of Chusa. Different Chi of Shmir. And one has to watch against Ruach Mitzvah. One has to watch against Ruach She'enim. And a Shomasocha beyond the Shmir Ma'ula, it's going to be Potter, and all the others. Shomachinim beyond Shmir Ma'ula. And that defines what is a Pshia, what's an onus, and the like. Rashi takes that Gemara Kipshuto, like this Tosis. Takes it Kipshuto. Kipshuto. So Rashi Tosis, and we'll see, good number of Rishonim, said, based on that Gemara, they turn around and they take our Gemara inside of Gimel of the Tales and say, listen, not to you choose Rabba, that an owner, the way he takes care of his own property, Shomachinim, And when it says, and in Shomachinam, and no, not to give an Atri Inchi is take care of your own property.
Number one.
And as a Shomachinam is higher. The way Shomachinam takes care of the normal Shomachinam takes care. He protects against Gneva Aveda. Here, Membeis Haman Aleph, we're talking about the way Shomachinam does it. What's the normal Shomachinam? That's all we're talking about. And they take everything. Abaye, and what does Abaye say? Abaye and Rava says, not what is the difference between Abaye and Rava. Whether not to you, should people take care of their own property? Excuse me. Let me back up. What is the way people take care of their own property? Or you're paying extra for an extra for your shmira, can't get neva aveda. That's right. So what, according to Rashi and Tosfos, is the difference? Very, very simple. What is the chi of shmira of Shana Socha? Whether it is take care of their own property, or you pay extra to make sure it's a high level shmira of a ruach sheinah mitzvah. So they're coming off of the main gemara there, being Memhei Omer Aleph and Baba Kama, using that to interpret the gemara over here according to Abaye and Rav Papa and Rav Chisda. So, but all of them working is within a certain framework. What is the chi of shmira of Shana Socha? Is he chayev, and he's chayev more than a shomachinim, shmir b'chus or shmir b'chulut? Tosfos says, and there is a big difference between shmir ma'ula and onus gomer. Don't tell me there's not such a big difference. Where's Tosfos coming from? We'll see, it's going to be a Tosfos of Orama Masik. And there's a major machlokas between the Ramban and Tosfos, which is all I know this. But that is, take a look at the Gemara there in Baba Kama. See what the Ramban does with everything. And you'll see that what's happening here is there's a major, major difference between how they look, how Rashi and Tosfos look at the Chiyuv and Meshama Socha. The Ramban looks at the Chiyuv and Meshama Socha. And see it inside, and it's how you deal with that, with all the Gemaras there in Baba Kama. May it's simply netted tomorrow. By that time, you'll have time to see. But the Ramban brings all the Gemaras to Baba Kama. You have to see it inside to see, and then see the Tosfos here in Baba Kama, and Beis Meralov. Because Tosfos begins, it's not, there's no swear to say. Because one of Tosfos, as he himself says, he's coming off the Tosfos Sugya in Hashoah. One level of Pshia for Shama Socha. Kain Gneiv is a level of Pshia. Kain Aved is a lesser level of Pshia. And working levels of Pshia, Chiyuve Shmira. He takes that, combines it with the Gemara and Baba Kama, Memhei Omer Aleph and Nunhei Omer. Memhei Omer Aleph and Nunhei Omer Beis. And he makes one thing, a very, very simple thing. His Hebrew, his Pshia, his onus, and that's how the whole thing works.